The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Well, today's gospel sort of has two obvious interrelated points. The first is about the kingdom of God. The second is about why Jesus speaks in parables. What about the kingdom of God? What is this concept? Well, of course, the kingdom of God for Jesus means a whole lot of things. It's almost sort of a big, huge, unified concept. First of all, it means, right, the kingdom of God that's we're going to experience in the eschaton, in the future, when we inherit what we call the kingdom of heaven. So, of course, that's one clear meaning. We call it the eschatological meaning of the kingdom of God. But not unrelated to it is Jesus's view, also addition to this idea of the kingdom of God, namely the kingdom that he is bringing here to this earth. The kingdom, as we shall see later, which will be unified in his body after the resurrection. So it's going to be, as it were, the kingdom Jesus is anticipating, where he's bringing it now in his ministry, but in his resurrection, he will become the very substance that unifies the entire mystical body here on earth and the communion of saints in heaven. So it's this big, one huge, continuous thing that's going from, as it were, the church here on earth and our integration into the church through our baptism all the way into the kingdom of heaven that we will experience when we die and, of course, at the end of the world when it is brought to its fullness. And Jesus means all of it by that. And since Jesus has brought the kingdom of God, well, where is the kingdom of God? Where is it nurtured in the earth, on the earth? And you could say, well, it's there in the church. True enough, the kingdom of God that Jesus has brought to the earth is all, it is in the church. It's there, no doubt, in that institution that Jesus has appointed through Peter and the gift that he has given Peter in the Holy Spirit with that special commission and special powers during his ministry. But it's also inside of us. And that's what Jesus is trying to say. The kingdom of God is also given to us. We're integrated into the kingdom of God. We're integrated into the body of the risen Christ, the mystical body of Christ, at our baptism when we receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And so the kingdom is given to us in our hearts. And so when we nurture this kingdom of God, this gift of the Holy Spirit that we've been given in our baptism, this gift of being integrated into this huge kingdom, including all the communion of saints, when we nurture that gift, when we feed it, right, as you are feeding it by being here at Mass today, when we feed it through other means, by our spiritual reading, by our prayer, by trying to live a virtuous life in accordance with the teaching of Jesus, it winds up that it just grows within us and extends way beyond us through this almost magnificent evangelization effort, just like a small mustard seed that just becomes the largest of shrubs, or the leavening of bread by just a little few grains of yeast will leaven the entire dough into a loaf of bread. That image for Jesus is the more we nourish the kingdom of God that's within us, that we've been given at our baptism through the Holy Spirit's indwelling, the more we feed it, the more we use it, the more it just gets expansive and expansive. And instead of being a little mustard seed size piece of the kingdom, we become a huge, big building block of the kingdom through our efforts, with all kinds of, rays that are extending into the entire world and even into the eschatological kingdom itself with the communion of saints. And that's the mystery of the kingdom of God. Whatever we nourish and whatever we use, of the Spirit we have been given, the more it exponentially expands. And of course, the more we are fed by that exponential expansion. Why does Jesus speak in parables? Simply this, because he speaks to us in our hearts. He wants us to believe. So he gives us a message that we can understand if we understand, if we're understanding with our hearts. If our hearts are open to the message of what he is teaching about love, of what he's teaching about virtue, about what he's teaching about how to follow him, about what he's teaching about how, you know, to be faithful. And if we follow that, and if we are open to that, then of course we'll understand the parable. But if we're not open in our hearts to his message, it'll just fall away. We won't be able to understand. But to those who have an open heart, even the mysteries, and here it is, even the mysteries of the kingdom of God for all the ages will be revealed to us. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.